ABC Radio Australia.
Since the start of the year, countries across the Pacific have grappled with dengue fever outbreaks. Tens of thousands of cases have been reported, with nearly 20 deaths recorded. It's a situation, as researchers warn, will only get worse as climate change fuels mosquito numbers. Lucy Cooper has this report.
In Samoa, mother of six, Falaningna Repa'amo, knows the threat of dengue fever all too well.
Many children in our family were infected with dengue fever, including all five of my sister's children and my 15-year-old daughter. The children experienced several symptoms identified by the health ministry as signs of dengue fever, including high fever, vomiting, and stomach aches. But thankfully, they did not get to a severe stage that would be fatal.
Ms. Repa'amo's daughter is one of nearly 8,000 people in Samoa to have been diagnosed with dengue this year. In the past week alone, there have been over 1,900 cases.
When our daughter was sick, we didn't leave it until it was too late. We saw the symptoms and rushed her to seek help. But parents should stay alert and identify the symptoms early and take them to the hospital before their condition worsens.
Dengue often has symptoms like the flu, muscle aches, nausea, and vomiting, with most recovering within a week. But severe dengue poses a much greater threat. In Samoa, to date, there's been six confirmed dengue-related deaths. It prompted this message from Samoa's Prime Minister.
I extend our deepest condolences to the parents and families of the children we have lost. Our children are dear to us, and the loss of a young soul is utterly sorrowful. Please seek immediate medical assistance if your child develops dengue fever symptoms. Do not wait until it is too late.
Samoa's dengue fever outbreak is one of many in the Pacific.
This year has been the biggest year for dengue in the Pacific in terms of numbers of cases that certainly I've seen, that WHO's seen at least in the last 10 years and probably for longer than that.
That's Dr. Mark Jacobs, Director of Pacific Technical Support and World Health Organization representative to the South Pacific.
For suspected dengue, we've had nearly 23,500 cases of suspected dengue this year. We've had more than 16,000 laboratory confirmed cases of dengue, and we've had 17 deaths.
Fiji has had the most dengue cases, peaking around 14,000, with numbers now decreasing. But for places like Samoa, the Cook Islands, and Nauru, they're on the upward swing. A viral infection that spreads from mosquitoes to people, Dr. Jacobs says a dengue outbreak is often triggered by an infected person entering a country.
The local mosquitoes bite them, and then the local mosquitoes go and bite locals. It's not that the mosquitoes fly over the ocean, because the mosquitoes that spread this actually only usually move around 100 metres or 200 metres in their lives. It's the people bringing it into those countries.
Unlike malaria, there's no medicine to treat dengue, so the aim is minimising the number of cases.
Reducing your risk of getting dengue is not rocket science. It's pretty basic. If you don't get bitten by mosquitoes, you don't get dengue.
As the world waits for an effective vaccine or medicine to treat dengue, scientists like Dr. Perrin Ross from the University of Melbourne are working to eliminate it altogether.
One of the big things we study at the moment is bacteria called Wolbachia. And these are naturally occurring bacteria that live inside insects, and they can actually block the transmission of viruses that mosquitoes spread. Part of my research is trying to develop different strains of Wolbachia to release around the world to control dengue transmission by mosquitoes.
Dr. Ross says Wolbachia is the reason places like Queensland no longer have local dengue transmission.
The bacteria that are being released around the world, it's reducing dengue by more than 50% in some locations.
But Dr. Ross says climate change is complicating efforts.
We do expect dengue to get worse because as things get warmer and wetter, there's going to be more places for mosquitoes to breed, and that's going to lead to increased likelihood of these viruses spreading around. That is going to lead to places where mosquitoes haven't been before and are going to be now.
Dr. Mark Jacobs from the World Health Organization says linking climate data is key to preventing future outbreaks.
We are working with the countries to try to link better the meteorological data, the weather data, with the human data in the hope that we can help countries start predicting when it's going to be a big year for dengue.
Back in Samoa, Father of four, Kaneti Samoa, says the community must work together to protect those most at risk.
Our family is committed to collecting tin cans, old tyres and plastics, as these are common breeding grounds for mosquitoes.
Mother of four, Taloa Lamshong, agrees. When all of her children contracted dengue, she was scared and worried, and advises other parents to take the deadly virus seriously.
If your child gets dengue fever, please quickly see a doctor so they can try and treat your child, because we are all hearing stories and news that many children have died from dengue.
Taloa Lamshong, ending that report from Lucy Cooper. For more on this story, head to abc.net.au/news.